This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's the beginning of, well, it's only hour two. It's the B block of the show. We've been talking extensively in the first hour, so be sure to listen back to that if you care to. A lot of different topics were touched. By the way, sitting with us this week, Kat Carlson is out. Doug Wilkie is here, the Wilk, the guest villainous. Marnie Ryer is down there with her sassy new haircut. Al Perkins is right there in a lovely, I'd say it's a royal blue, like a dark blue, midnight blue shirt. Lovely. I could turn all your mics on. That would help, too. Anywho, we are here getting ready to do our headline segment. So these are current stories, and most of them are real. Hopefully. We'll figure it all out. Oh, my gosh. But coming up a little bit later, we'll have some thoughtful vulgarity, I think. Al's going to talk about entertainment and a whole bunch of other things. So stick around for all of that. In the meantime, here we go. An Ontario teacher who slapped a student and told another to, quote, lick me where I fart, received a 2-month license suspension on Monday after pleading guilty to professional misconduct for the second time in 2 years. Jennifer Elizabeth Green Johnson admitted to a troubling history of inappropriate comments at a hearing before an Ontario College of Teachers Disciplinary Committee. Asked if she was pleading guilty, Green Johnson nodded her head and mouthed guilty. She was then forced to repeat herself so that the panel could actually hear her speak. Let's go to a picture of this lovely woman. Here's her picture. The 3-person committee followed the advice of Christine Wadsworth, the college's lawyer, and suspended Green Johnson, her teaching license, for the next 2 months. She will also receive an official reprimand in her file.
Yeah, it's and, official.
And she must take courses on anger management and maintaining boundaries with students.
What grade? I'm sorry, Clinton. What grade level is it?
I don't recall if it says what grade. It just says a teacher. I don't think it says a grade. Or maybe it does later on in the story. Quote, it's a serious consequence, and because it's a serious consequence, it sends a strong message to the profession, Wadsworth said, suggesting that the penalty would be strong enough to deter Green Johnson and other teachers from engaging in similar behavior in the future. Both Wadsworth and Green Johnson's lawyer warned the committee against a stricter penalty. Don't know why. Green Johnson politely declined to comment when approached by a reporter outside the hearing. The Dunville secondary school teacher stared straight ahead during the hearing as Wadsworth recounted months of strange and inappropriate behavior with her students. Now, during the 2015-2016 school year, the teacher told a student to, quote, lick me where I fart.
Yeah. Oh!
After the student took some gum from Green Johnson's drawer and asked if her friend could have some. She told another, quote, it sounds like your ass cheeks are too close together.
Oh.
Don't know why you would say that to a child. Anyway, on March 16, 2015, Miss Johnson was in her classroom with a student who was also a family friend. When his mother, a teacher at the school, joined them, the student ignored her. Johnson responded by slapping him in the head, calling him an idiot, and telling him to grow some balls. Whew. Teachers set forth the tone in their class, and students look to teachers about what behavior is or isn't appropriate. At the time, the Grand Erie District School Board suspended Johnson without pay for 1 day, but her behavior then continued. On November 11th of 15, a student offered to trade Johnson muffins for a passing grade, and she says, you mean a bribe?
You mean her muffin or what?
Doesn't clarify.
Dusty muffin?
She says muffin. To the student, do you mean a bribe? I'd be able to... I didn't realize this line was coming.
No.
In response to the muffin for passing grade comment, she says, are you asking for a bribe? She says, I'd be able to shit for a week because of all that fiber.
Oh my God.
On another occasion, she said, fuck you, to a student after he suggested that women were asked to be sexually assaulted.
Oh. Wow. Oh, that's an appropriate response.
Well, that may be appropriate, right. Days later, she criticized another student for looking like a frumpy old lady. She's a charmer. Oh, she is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Throw some balls, kid. It's fair.
Wow.
She hasn't said something I wouldn't say.
Oh, the story. You can look crap, but it goes on and on. She's got other shit. After serving her suspension and completing her courses, Johnson is free to return to the Dunville Secondary School, where she is still listed as a teacher on their website.
So when this started, I was like, this is terrible. As that story rolled out, is it bad that I think I could be
You got on her side.
Yeah, I do too.
If she's telling kids to fuck off and that they look like a frump, I'm in.
Yeah.
I.
And as Anand said, he just got his new grinder name. Yeah, lick me where I fart.
I would use an acronym.
Let's just, I would say she's just eccentric, but I kind of like it.
L-math. L.
You know what?
Well, she's looking for a new job. Her and I are going to have some good times with a couple drinks.
And they were taking her gum.
Yeah. So.
Well, duh. I mean,
but does she look like a, does she look like a party girl?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I think how she looks makes it better.
Yeah. I think she's going to get white girl
wasted.
You
don't like her now. Wait until she gets drunk.
Yeah.
White girl wasted.
it's kind of like the Wicked, the witch in Hansel and Gretel. She just built her dream home. Those kids come along and fuck with it.
It's like to stay for dinner.
Yeah.
I think she's saying what a lot of people are thinking in the classroom.
Right. Well, her
filter's off, but
it sounds like your butt cheeks are already too close together. What does that
but
even mean?
Why not just say lick my ass?
Well, if you could.
Well, ass is inappropriate.
Right.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah, well, of course, later she said she only could fuck you for saying that women were asking for it.
But
well,
I really like that she added a little color to it. You know what I mean?
She punched it up.
Yeah,
she punched it up.
Are all gingers nutcases?
Jenny, that is a fair question.
Jenny, that is a very good question.
I have a no ginger policy. I really do.
There is one hot ginger bartender at the Gladly, though. I'm
has no effect on me.
There's a few.
Yeah, don't know.
Uh-huh. I just want to point out that I am now following the raccoon on Twitter.
Oh, I didn't know you could. Well, you tell the story. I'm going to find him.
Yeah. So, let's see.
Fergie Windsor or whatever she is. I like Jenny, and evidently Jenny's stoned, and I like that too.
Yeah, no. We do love that.
We don't care how you get here.
Just get here if you can. So just be careful, if you would. We're all fucked. But be careful how you treat people.
We're all fucked.
Because...
Where's this going?
We never
somebody,
know.
Somebody, even if you write your own, they can cross that off, is going to write your obituary.
Is this the obituary?
Yeah.
This? I have a serious thought about it. But
I do too. I do as well.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I can't wait for this.
It's not just...
Does Al know about this?
I'm not sure.
If you let her tell the story, we'll all know about it.
So, I just want to know if you know.
There is a...
Do you know how radio works?
No. And I don't care.
He grew up in one.
Yeah.
So there was a woman who apparently was a cunt a long, long time ago. And her name is Kathleen...
Go ahead, I'm sorry. I just realized what you're doing. My bad.
She was born on March 19th, 1938, to Joseph and Gertrude Schunk of Wabasso, somewhere. She married Dennis Demlow at St. Anne's in Wabasso in 1957, and they had two children, Gina and Jay. In 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle Demlow, and moved to California. She abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents in Clements, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Schunk. That's right. She passed away on May 31st, 2018, in Springfield, and, well, she will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her.
I forgot I even had that. I was going to tell this story last week.
But we did.
Me too. I had this
No, Kat did it last week.
Did she do it?
Did she?
I don't recall her doing it last week.
Sorry, guys.
Was I here?
Sorry, Kat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I don't know.
You look familiar. But it's fantastic. She will not be missed.
She will not be missed.
That's one of those stories that did it, and then everybody,
pregnant.
All the shows did it afterwards.
Because they listen.
Listen to all of us.
I don't, but they did. But
it's
you were here last week, though, right?
I wasn't. No.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. No. For real. What is your thought, Mr. Wilkie?
You know, actually, I maybe I'm in the minority on this. Oh. I don't like it. I think it's extremely passive aggressive. We don't know the rest of the story or any other backstory.
But she left her kids.
You're really not a lot of fun.
Well,
are
I don't know though. And what are their kids? My thought is you better fucking watch out because what are your kids going to write about you?
Oh yeah.
I think it's I just
they're dead. Who cares?
I think it's no. The person writing the kids writing the obituary. Yeah, what are their kids going to write about?
Yeah,
it won't matter. They'll be dead.
Because they'll be
then
dead.
You prove my point. If it doesn't matter, then nobody should be doing it.
Right.
So.
Well, and I understand the passive aggressive part, but I'm from Minnesota, so like it's kind of how you're supposed to be. You know, like, oh, that darn tootin' Kathleen Deblo. Oh, God.
Won't be missed.
Oh, she's not going to be missed. Not by Gina and Jay, you know.
It just indicates, I mean, this is on the more serious side. It indicates people who are, I don't like this unresolved nature of like, they're trying to say, I'm really over this, but their behavior is showing they are not over
it. Well, and my guess.
Just let it go.
They're
still connected, and they're fucked up.
But I think they're not connected. And
no,
I'm
they are.
They're going connected. With assumptions.
You would go to that level.
Right.
No.
You are definitely connected to her.
I think that
if they didn't give a shit, they wouldn't have done it.
Right, I think that she died and people were trying to console them, so they were like,
let's stop this shit. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And that they found out that, you know, this whole, they find out that she died, because clearly they weren't spending Christmas with her often.
Right.
And that it
was... Oh, so people were going like, oh, we're so sorry about she.
Right, right. So there needs to be an obituary, because, she moved
a different angle.
California.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I thought they just maliciously
She moved to California, so let's go ahead and we're going to write this obituary so people shut the fuck up.
Right. Because they still live in the town, have the same last name, might have some connection, and be like, don't, no.
Yeah, Aaron. Yeah. Thank you, Aaron. Our world is shitty enough without adding to it.
And I think for them that they're like, you know what, this bitch.
Yeah.
this
bitch.
Which is my favorite.
Hell, this bitch.
Way to address anything. So, and by the way, you were saying that at French Grocery the other night, and it was warming my heart. Because as Al and I were watching, he was telling me something, and this bitch, I'm in heaven right now.
I love it.
I like that hashtag a lot, too. Yeah.
Right.
As of 30 minutes ago, we have an update on the raccoon.
Oh, what's happening?
This is a shot of the UBS building. In Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, my God. Now, that's a huge building.
Like 23 stories tall. So if you zoom in on this picture, see the little black dot in the, right there?
He went down a floor again.
He's climbing down a floor at a time.
And he's going back down to the ground?
He's descending
the
building.
So he has his bearings, is what
you're saying.
Apparently,
he's figured it out. I don't know. So, again, I'm like Marnie down there, I'm monitoring the Twitter feeds.
He was on the 13th floor at noon.
No, we're going up.
My goodness.
He went up to 20.
I know.
Yeah. Gina and Jay are not in the will.
Pretty sure.
I got written out.
Yeah. I feel like it's very, Christina knows why.
Yeah. Reasons that are well known to them.
Very Joan Crawford of them. for horse shit.
It's just good stuff.
I can't remember.
So I didn't mean to be the buzzkill on that.
No.
Because
when I read it, I was like, you know what? I thought,
They
were being unkind or even passive aggressive, but they
especially
were like,
in a small town that still has, like, my one sister just goes to my parents' house to get the newspaper to look and see who died.
Right.
And she does it like every afternoon. She just goes to my sister's house, opens up the door of the obits and goes through. And you'd be like, oh, look, it's so-and-so's mom. I don't remember that she lived in California. Right. She'd be like, oh, we should probably call. And you find out, no.
No.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And what's her name? The Hudson kids. Goldie Hawn's kids.
Okay. Yeah.
Kurt.
Did that thing a couple years ago where they were like, that's not our father. Like, this fucker, this bitch is out of our lives about whatever his name is, Hudson. And they had to, like, publicly, like, separate themselves from him for some shit. He was starting some shit online, and they were like, they put it to bed. Like, we have no connection with him. He is not our father. And it was kind of funny, so I would
expect
it.
I miss you.
I ditto. And I'm telling you that if somebody, and fuck it if they're listening. Because back in the day, it used to be I'd just say this shit because I was drunk. Now, I'm just saying it because I mean it.
Yeah.
And what it comes down to is that if there were a person in New Jersey happened, and I'm not trying to be mean and I'm not wishing any bad, but I can tell you, if people were, your father, Pat, no, my dad died in 87.
Right.
No, so let's go ahead and put that to bed.
Right.
Over
we're putting
here.
That to bed.
And so if it were something that kept coming up, would I be writing a... I might write an obituary. Mm-hmm.
To say condolences are not necessary.
Wait, please send condolences too.
And I'm not one of those people that I really don't believe in any way, shape, or form of don't speak ill of the dead. He was an asshole yesterday.
Right,
he's still an asshole today.
Well, that's why I love Bill Maher. Yeah. He is always like when famous people die, sure. And he's like, but we're not allowed to say anything bad about him. He's like, that's exactly right. The time to say bad things about them.
And I just
as long as you were saying bad things about them. Yeah, yesterday.
Right. Well, he certainly was.
Yeah.
And I just look at it like it's not, I don't necessarily say bad things because I don't just necessarily say things.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean the truth.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
So when Ronald Reagan died and then, you know, right, people were going, God, and Bill Maher was like, fuck that. You know, let's talk about what this person did, good and bad, while they were alive.
Right. Like
and
Nancy
why
Reagan.
Is the day after when they're dead that right. we have to change that? And I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
Yeah. Okay. I would be writing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Except not mean. I'd just be like, enough. Yeah.
One woman's mean.
Are we
going to... I know. No. Are you over what?
Are we going to talk about the Olive Garden review? Because we're, I love that.
That's my next story. As soon as we're done beating up about talking about dead people.
All right.
So, I don't know if anybody else has heard of this lovely woman, Marilyn Haggerty.
So cool.
She sounds pretty.
I had not heard of her until this past week. But the internet was originally... They were not very kind to the local newspaper columnist named Marilyn Haggerty after she published a review of her local Olive Garden back in 2012. Now, Haggerty, she had held the location as, quote, the largest and most beautiful restaurant operating in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Mm. And I'm sure...
Which was the truth.
Probably the truth. It probably still is. She lauded the decor, the attentive wait staff, and, of course, the chicken Alfredo, which she really liked. And she said that that was a warm and comforting dish on a cold day. And it's would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree with her. The review racked up hundreds of thousands of page views, and the mocking and sniping on social media followed shortly thereafter.
Horrible.
And while late celebrity, who we were speaking of earlier, yes. Chef Anthony Bourdain admitted that he, too, initially laughed at Haggerty's no-nonsense review, he later came around and pointed out that Haggerty's work highlighted, quote, the America too few of us from the coasts have ever seen. The review brought Haggerty international attention, and she soon embarked on a media tour that included stops on Good Morning America, Top Chef, and the New York Times, and an eventual collaboration with Anthony Bourdain, who edited and published a book with her, the book entitled Grand Forks, A History of American Dining and 128 Reviews by Marilyn Haggerty, the foreword written by Anthony Bourdain.
I love it.
The foreword is so good.
Now, he says, this is a straightforward account of what people have been eating and still are eating in much of America, as related by a kind, good-hearted reporter looking to pass along as much useful information as she can while hurting no one. Bourdain wrote in the book's foreword, which Eater republished in its entirety. I guess Eater is a website or publisher, I'm not sure. Anyone who comes away from this work with anything less than being charmed by Miss Haggerty and the places and characters she describes has a heart of stone.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, now after the news of Bourdain's death had reached her, Haggerty spoke to the Grand Forks Herald about her experience with working with Bourdain, and she said, he was a person who spoke up and showed respect for the work that I do in a community like ours. He spoke his piece, and he didn't have to do that, but I think that that's just the way that he was. I think he spoke his piece, and he didn't worry about what anyone else said or thought.
Mm-hmm. I love that story,
I thought it was
Clayton.
A cute, cute story.
It is, and I love that he came to her rescue. And this also, did you guys watch his show at all? I've seen every single episode.
Absolutely. Right. Oh, absolutely.
He is no snob. And around the world,
he eats bugs.
And he goes into people's homes.
Yeah.
Poor, afraid of nothing.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but that's not as important to me as that he's with the people who are like.
Oh, he'll do all that.
Poor,
oh, no, but he'll try whatever.
That's what he means by not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
We're going to eat. Well, he goes, I've never heard of it. Let's try it. He didn't care.
But he didn't always eat bugs in people's homes.
No, right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Food that people's mothers made.
It wasn't sponsored by Orkin, so he wasn't just going in and eating.
It wasn't like, I'm going to go eat a bug. Watch this on TV.
But it started off way more exotic. Yeah.
He cared about people a lot, and he did not care that he would eat with that Eric Repair, the chef from Lyon, in the most fancy dinner you could ever have, but that's not what he did on a regular basis.
So the
fact that he came to this woman's rescue, who is nothing but this charming woman, and perspective is everything. That's probably a big deal in Grand Forks where she lived, and she's talking about their community, the people that go
there,
and what they're going to eat, and she liked it. She made a glowing review. I love that he did that. I just think it speaks a lot about him and her, and people get, you know, and I'm a foodie. I'm a little bit of a food snob, you know. So, yeah.
But
he wasn't so judgy. He should not be judgy. He would go anywhere and wouldn't be judgy.
He would just do stuff that I'd be like, no fucking way am I going there and eating that.
He
would just go, no judgment. Let's.
Oh no, I agree. Yeah, I was like, okay. I think there was a lot of things he would not. Yeah. I would not have eaten.
Yeah, but I think that's more what you meant.
Oh, it's 100% what I meant.
Yeah, like not that he would.
And I enjoyed the story that's on. And I googled it to make sure it was not just somebody randomly, you know, posting shit. The restaurant where he had the meal in Hanoi with Obama, they were so thrilled by the visit from both of them that they took the two plastic stools and the table and everything, the setting, and put it under glass in the restaurant just to save it because they were so happy that they had come there. And again, that was another...
How cool is that?
And I love that that's where he took the president.
Yeah. Just rolls up in a thing. And then, it was on TV. CNN was, I guess, last week, and they did an entire weekend of just rebroadcasting. Yep. And I happened to walk in the room, and they just happened to be the scene where Obama pulls up in the car in front of the restaurant in this little village where they were. And it was just, he just gets out of the car and he's like, I've been to places like this. He goes, I grew up, you know, it was just so cool and casual.
Very cool.
With everything. And they just sat there and, you know, talked.
And because of my sister, I've seen more episodes of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, God, that's right.
Any living human should.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's kind of fun because those are the places when I go out of town, that's where I want to go. Like, what local place is making something absolutely insane and within reason?
Yeah, that's where you want to go. That's where you want to go.
You want to see where that local color is. And most of the time, it's just a heart attack on a plate because that motherfucker is crazy.
But that's why it's good.
Yeah.
If you're going to die, go full.
Yeah. There's a couple things that asshole's eating that I don't want to die eating. But there's also stuff that I'm like, well, that's a really... That looks like an interesting place to go. And there's places that he goes here that sometimes my sister will want to buy. I want to go here. I'm like, no. But then there's places that I'm like,
well, she can get a car.
That's what I tell her, too.
Here's the keys. Go. Yeah.
There's nothing happening. Like, parts unknown. I don't even want to go to Gilbert. So you can imagine my thoughts on Hanoi.
Right.
And for those that don't know, Gilbert is a suburb. Mormon suburb, you know, as it were.
It's like an hour from here?
No, not even.
Feels like seven.
Well, I think by the time you drive to Gilbert, I think it's an hour from downtown Phoenix.
It's not an hour.
It's all freeway. It's not an hour.
Okay, so 45 minutes. Fuck an hour.
45 minutes. Yeah. Half an hour, 45 minutes.
Half an hour, 45 minutes. Yeah, there's the Minnesota.
Oh, it's about 10 minutes away.
This is him. It's just around the block.
10 minutes. Yeah. Oh, no, mine's a completely different lie than half hour, 45 minutes.
Meow, Cal, and Aaron, tell me if I'm wrong. Like everything in Minnesota is about 10 minutes away. Yeah. You know, it's just a couple miles down the road.
Half an hour, 45 minutes. That could be anywhere from next door to three states over. Yeah.
The Canadian border.
No. You enter that really strange zone when someone says, half hour, 45 minutes, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're never getting out of that car.
Totally.
Last thing about Bourdain and that woman is that he also called out the people that attacked her, which was totally uncalled for. And people did not need to attack her like that.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, I think
he called
them out. Called for.
And called them out in a foreward to a book. I think that's great.
Because if that's what she knows and that's her realm, her report on that.
That's exactly right.
What is she going to review but what you know? Like, what are you...
I'm telling you. Right. You bring me that fucking endless
salad. That's exactly what you should have reviewed. The Olive Garden came to Grand Forks.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that endless salad bowl can just keep coming.
Yeah.
Because I love that shit at Olive Garden. I've never...
You can now buy the dressing.
Oh, I didn't know you couldn't. I didn't know you needed to.
No, but I'm just saying, if you can't get there, whatever, you can buy the dressing.
No, yep. I want the bowl. I want it all pre-done. No, I'm good. No, good. I love salad.
Everything is about... Marnie, look. Aaron, everything is about 20 minutes away in L.A.
Yeah. And now, Cal, how the hell do you guys down there measure a drive?
Aaron is
just down the road.
It's just down the road a piece.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron,
Aaron, I always say around the corner.
Aaron, in Phoenix, it's become exactly like this, but it's every even advertising from every car dealer across the valley. We're no more than 15 minutes from Central Phoenix,
that's right.
Which is bullshit.
Right. Yeah.
But because on the surface streets, it takes you about 10 to 15 to get to the freeway, then you might be 15 minutes away from it.
Yep. Clayton, that is so funny.
But our freeways are becoming so much more like L.A. than they are.
Oh, today I was on them.
Yeah, it's,
and there was a backup on I-10 going west.
My mama don't go to Gilbert.
It was backed up. all the way back to like we're 16, like just
stupid
gridlock.
Well, I'm waiting for. I'm excited when the new extension of the whatever it is, the South Mountain Freeway,
that is going to be so good.
Because so much can bypass Central Phoenix,
and they're going to make that the truck route.
Yes, they can just bypass all of this,
so we won't
not come through the tunnel, not come through any of that shit. I'm looking very much.
Have a little social screening.
It's going to be fantastic.
That's why I live my entire life downtown. I don't do nothing. Like 40th Street is where my furthest doctor is, and then they got Scottsdale Fashion Square if I want to see them all there. Mm-hmm. Other than that, fuck you, I ain't going.
Clayton, I love that you said about the car, you know, everything is 15 minutes away.
The car dealers all say that.
Geographically, Maricopa County is one of the
largest counties in the state.
It's bigger than the state of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Not everything is 15 minutes.
But from where we live, every car dealership is on one.
Yes, like 5 minutes away.
Yeah, every car dealership is right there. And if I want something they don't have in their lot, guess what? Drive that motherfucker up here. Don't make me go get it. People are like, I go down and shop in Casa Grande for my car because you're an asshole.
Yeah,
shop
right.
Shop here online and make them drive it up to the one near you. What the fuck are you doing driving down there?
And they will.
Yeah, because they're cars. They move. Yeah. Right. Anybody can drive them.
Yeah, Aaron, again, you're correct. He says it's funny from Pasadena to North Hollywood, Los Feliz. That's about 20 minutes. You've got 2 miles. You've added 45 minutes. That is true.
And from where he and Harrison live, Harrison's in Altadena. He's in Pasadena. To get to Hollywood, to get from where they live to the Pantages where we hit our season tickets, that is the dumbest motherfucker of a drive of changing freeways in circular streets and right turn. And then you literally, when you get to Sunset or Fountain, I mean this literally, I hate that word. You make a right, like a U-turny, right-turny thing into a do not enter sign.
Uh-huh.
Because the exit is right here. So you actually turn and you make this horrifying right turn, U-turn into a do not enter sign. And wonder why people are slamming on their brakes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a do not enter sign at eye level with me.
Yeah.
How do I know that you mean to the left and not to what? Because it's when you make that U-turn, it's smack dab in the middle of your... I don't know what you mean. Do you mean here or there? Which one am I not entering?
Locals know.
Yeah. That's exactly they said. Oh, if you took this turn, you would only make this turn if you knew what you were doing.
Well, I'm going to die first.
Well, so is the person on my, you know what I mean? My
GPS.
GPS tells me to do that fucking turn. Oh my God, it's terrifying. Great. Yeah, see, he knows it. Because there's one God. Oh, it's horrifying. And it's right when you get into Hollywood. You got to get up one freeway and get on another. And then you just go by, you know, Ventura, Santa Monica, and you're like, what the fuck was that? That was how we decided to go from freeway A to freeway B, was to exit, make a U-turn into a do not enter sign, and then continue on, like, for 5 more minutes. What the bleeding fuck?
Well, speaking of bad reviews.
Okay.
That's my Yelp review of that drive.
Yeah. Well, speaking of bad reviews, you know, you might feel a slight pressure in your pocketbook. If you put a negative review on Yelp about a gynecologist.
Oh.
Bum, 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 bum. Uh-oh. Can we borrow your villainess?
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
I wasn't ready for the music.
I know,
terribly.
I'm
well, I'm. Cute. I'm checking up on the status of our
raccoon.
Of our goddamn raccoon.
The raccoon. Thank you. Slightly delayed, but thank you very, very much. So
this whole
Michelle,
show's delayed.
Well, duh. When Michelle Levine visited Dr. June Song of Robotic Gynecology and Women's Health, which was her first mistake.
Robotic.
For a regular checkup. Dr. June Song, he not only allegedly performed an incomplete examination, but had her insurance billed for $1,304.32, of which Levine had to front $427 out of pocket. And I say, fuck you, is what I'm saying there. According to this article, her negative reviews on Yelp, ZocDoc, and HealthGrades led to an email from the clinic's lawyer, informing her of a $1 million lawsuit being waged against her for defamation and online harassment.
Isn't that free speech?
Thank you. That's what I'm thinking too. She said, at first I was in disbelief. That's not defamatory. Or am I saying that right? Defamatory?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound right. Everything I wrote is true. Levine has already paid $20,000 in litigation fees to deal with this whole fiasco. While she expected the visit to be covered under her insurance, Song's practice not only charged her, but overcharged her for a checkup as routine as hers was supposed to be. Additionally, Levine claimed Song didn't even examine her pelvis or breasts, which was included in the exorbitant bill, right?
That's called fraud. That, I just took that class.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Was merely asked if she had any pains before performing an ultrasound. So they did this ultrasound on her. She later called to ask about the bill and was told that, contrary to her belief, Song did, in fact, perform these exams. Because she just forgot?
Yeah.
That someone was touching her breasts or feel that she'd feel the slight pressure. He told me that I would be getting an ultrasound, she said. I thought that was a little odd because I said they, I was there for an annual routine checkup. I just wanted to help people. I wrote it with the best of intention of telling people, look, this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, don't go here or expect this, you know. I was also, I was so disgusted. I wrote a review on several sites, including Zelp, YakDoc, and HealthGrades. As far as online reviews go, Levine's contain no offensive or derogatory language. But one can see why Song would take legal action to take them down. Very poor and crooked business practice, she wrote. I suspect that this doctor gives unnecessary procedures to a lot of people and then charges the insurance sky-high prices and no one knows the difference. She also added that her visit caused emotional distress and panic because Song gave her a false diagnosis. All of this sounds fine to me.
Yeah.
Her writing this stuff.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a nightmare, do you think? I just have this doctor that's been suing me for a Yelp review, and he won't go away. While you might think that posting a critical review on Yelp is par for the course, legal, and a completely protected course of action, you'd be wrong. A Yelp representative told ABC 30 that while it's uncommon for businesses to sue their customers for negative reviews, only a few states, such as California and Texas, have legislation in place to protect customers in those situations.
I did not know that.
Unfortunately for Levine, New York does not have that.
Wow.
Right? I was like, what?
I didn't know that. I thought people say all kinds of crazy shit on Yelp. That's why I don't read the reviews.
That's why I don't, yeah. First off, that's why I don't go to Yelp.
Yeah. Right, ever.
Yeah. And second, our friend Joel reviews on Yelp, and just based on his reviews, I'm like,
yeah,
I trust nothing on here now.
Right.
Good or bad.
Well, I don't... Alan and I have talked about this before. I stopped Yelp years ago because all you have to do on any restaurant, I used to read it for a restaurant, by the fifth one.
It's Obama's fault.
Well, that too. Well, that's on any normal. It's also Nazi. Nazis is the fifth post is you're a Nazi.
Well, they have to eat too.
And that's coming from the right or the left. They'll throw that term out. But on any Yelp restaurant review, and I challenge anyone to do this, by the fifth or sixth one, here's what you will get. This was absolutely the best meal I've ever had in my entire life ever. And then the next one is, this is the worst meal I've ever had in my entire life ever. I'm like, I'm out. Right. Now I'm out. That's so. The only thing I think is you can kind of go by the averages, I guess. In the aggregate, all that will kind of. But also, it's Yelp, so that's maybe not where you should be going for your food reviews.
Right.
But what was the title of the name of the practice?
It is robotic, which, like I said,
Robo Gyno. That's what.
Does that mean
robotic gynecology and women's health? No.
So does that mean a robot examines your pussy?
Well, that's June Song is a robot.
Because I'm wondering.
Yeah.
If that's
the secret word.
He's got a fake arm.
Robotic.
The secret
robotic
pussy. Let's see what Doug's won.
Well, that actually
did Doug, I win a refill?
Doug doesn't know, but that's my superhero
pussy.
Name.
That's what you're robotic pussy?
Robo pussy.
Oh, Robo pussy.
I am Robo pussy, and I am here to help.
Thank God.
I want you to know
anymore.
That's my contribution to the show this week.
I didn't know.
Did you hear him? Oh, no. Thank God she doesn't drink anymore.
I said, thank God she doesn't drink anymore. Because she used to yell out stuff like Robo pussy.
I didn't know that superheroes like you come in the shape of a Subaru driving, Chuck wearing,
Robo-pussy.
But am I wrong about that? Like, if you saw gynecology listed and it said robe, wouldn't you think... I'm not crazy to think that, right? Wouldn't you think, are they doing, robotic pussy examination?
Well, there are a lot of procedures they do now.
Don't even tell me they really do that.
They have stores for that.
No, but there are surgeries that are done with, like...
I love it.
You know, but they go in with robotic arms.
So
I wouldn't be surprised if they could do.
I just didn't know if that was a thing.
I don't think that they should do the exam with it.
Just going to go to the source. When I had my hysterectomy, I'm in this room.
No unexpected pregnancies.
And there's no doctor.
Mine was with a vacuum.
No doctor.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and I'm like, And they've given you the medicine, so you're
And then they break out the robo pussy.
And all of a sudden, this huge machine is coming toward me. And I'm like,
wait, this is a true story.
This is a true story. And I'm like,
yeah, her hysterectomy is real. Mine is made up.
Yeah, right. True story. And I'm like, what's happening?
Wait, I'm kind of knocked out right now. You can get a hysterectomy, but there's no doctor?
No, well, the doctor is there. But the doctor
is sponsored by Dyson.
The doctor, you can get it at Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah. The 20%
It's really more than Beyond.
It's in the very back room.
You'll feel a slight pressure.
Dyson or Hoover, they compete.
Yeah.
Well,
the shark Hoover decided to stay
out. This is totally,
this is totally what happened to you.
Yeah, legit. They're behind a little partition and they're running. It's robotic, literally.
Okay, so Al, you're right.
Danger. Yeah. Danger.
I mean, I believed you, but I mean, they're doing it.
A lot of surgeries are done without cutting, because laparoscopic surgeries are done with, you know, they're not cutting. They don't cut people wide open anymore.
No, they go through the belly button, and they have cameras.
Yeah. Yes.
No, there's a belly button, and then there's like four different things over here.
What's happening?
Now she's got five holes.
Oh my God! A non prostate exam with robots.
Now I just want you to know that
I said
the dildo suction to your shower wall is not technically a robot. I just want to take that off the table.
Even if you've named it.
Yeah.
Meowcal, I'll be flying in soon.
Yeah.
To save the raccoon.
I am Robo-Pussy, and I will be coming to get
you. Meowcal, it is Obama's fault.
I feel like Anant thinks this is his diary. Dear diary. How do I get my prostate examined by a robot?
#ThanksObama. Yeah.
Thanks, Obama. You're gonna go to your your male checkup, and they're gonna say you're getting a robot prostate. Thanks Obama.
God.
#feminism.
Marty.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh.
Oh my God. That's insanity, though.
Thanks Obama.
I don't want to go to Dr. June Song. Don't sue me, bitch.
Yeah.
That bitch.
This bitch
right here.
Jenny was, because I was trying to think of Danger Will Robinson, and I couldn't think of it.
Danger Will Robinson.
Rosie the Riveter. She's going on my twat.
Close the pod bay doors, Al. Al.
The stormtroopers are coming.
Close the pod bay doors. I'm sorry, I can't.
I can't do that.
Mother.
Come on, scoot down. Scoot down. Slight pressure. Alert.
Don't forget to take your receipt.
For English, press 1.
Wait, can you get a robo prostate exam in Spanish?
Maybe.
Yeah.
In Nogales.
And it's one quarter the cost.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Quizás.
I'm going to recuse myself on this topic.
Because he's on his way to Nogales.
Yeah, exactly.
He's driving.
Where did Clayton go? Yeah.
Where?
He heard prostate examined in Spanish, and he was gone.
I heard tires squealing.
Well, it's affordable.
Alianta, as it were.
It's more affordable.
It's affordable. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
It's more affordable in Nogales. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
The hooker that checks my prostate in America.
Thanks, Obama.
Charges like $1,000. The hooker in Mexico is like 18
pesos.
And you get a beer.
And you get a beer.
You get a Modelo. It's all right.
And a kiss on the cheek. A beso.
And a new sombrero.
get a new sombrero.
Every time I get my prostate checked, I think, I need a new hat.
If only I could get a sombrero. Yeah. A hooker and a donkey walk into a bar. Thanks, Obama.
Dear diary.
Amanda, you're welcome.
Page 17.
My diary seems to have been on acid for about 20 minutes.
By the way, look at the raccoon.
Oh my God.
Give it to Anita. We got to put this.
Send that so we can.
Oh, dear God. I need to put up the coon signal.
Oh, the coon. Can you
Facebook message me that. I need that. Oh, dear God. The coon signal. That sounds bad in a lot of ways, but
just
it's really
ask
not.
Ask your next date. Does this qualify as an official prostate exam?
Meow wants to, does my insurance cover this? Yeah. Not, no. Well, thanks, Obama.
Well, thanks, Obama.
This sex feels a little robotic.
It's like you don't even like me. It's like you're not really touching me.
It's like you're reading a manual.
It's like you don't even care.
However, if your insurance doesn't cover it, simply take out a reverse mortgage.
Yeah. I'm old enough to do both. To have my prostate checked and take out a reverse mortgage. I do all the Henry Winkler things.
Sombreros for everyone.
Sombreros all around.
God bless.
If you go to
J.G. Wentworth 877.
What the bleeding fuck was
the J.G. Wentworth commercials words?
Call J.G. Wentworth 877 cash now. 877 cash.
If you've got a settlement and you're waiting for your money, we'll buy it up for you and give you cash now.
Cash now.
Oh,
that's
God.
A strong argument for DVRs. But
agreed.
Those, you have no idea.
The best flooring is the best way. The 100 Express.
Oh, that's fucking thing.
I want to take a knife to that
one. Matt and Debbie fucking when they Gaby.
We don't have to see her anymore. She got bought out.
I know, but thank God.
When they find her dead, they should really interview me first.
Are you going to write an obituary? She don't be passive aggressive. Doug said, thanks, Obama.
It would be, this cunt could never sing.
So she bought her own commercial so she could sing the goddamn jingle. Have to see her.
Oh,
that
she is the worst.
Uh-huh. Express flooring is the best. No. Fuck you. No. I want the dead guy from Empire to tell me that.
1-800, you're a cunt. Yeah. You are a cunt. Yeah. If we could have that as our listener spelled correctly line, that would be fantastic.
I agree.
See, it's the studio filling with
CO2. This time it's spelled correctly.
No. You went to Nogales, though, right?
For your I sure did.
Earlier in this show.
Not for my hysterectomy.
But if you go to Tijuana for the robotic prostate exam, does a donkey perform it?
Yeah.
So don't be an ass.
It's donkey powered.
It's donkey powered. Robotic.
It's on a treadmill.
Wait, the higher the ears.
I want to get a middle picture of the Tijuana donkey powered robotic prostate exam.
And free sombrero.
And free sombrero.
And
thanks, Obama.
And maybe endless salad. Yeah.
And breadsticks.
It's wordy, but it's a $7.99.
And that lady from Grand North Forks, she'll review it.
It seemed like,
hey, you know what? The Grand Forks lady, Clayton, she can write the review on Yelp.
Good call.
And she can have the first free sombrero. Yeah.
Sombreros for everyone.
Kat's going to be so mad that it wasn't a t-shirt.
Where the fuck is
I got it. I got it right here.
Well, can
you
send it? I need the coon signal.
Oh, Jenny knows J.G. Wentworth.
J.G. Wentworth.
But we had a friend who was in one of their commercials.
We did?
Damon Daring, Virginia Sacrifice, years ago, was in a commercial dressed as a Viking.
Oh,
my God. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
on a bus. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Obama.
She knows all the Vikings and buses commercials.
I know the Vikings.
Meow cow. I don't want my robotic prostate robot to have any kind of horsepower to it. I'd like to return intact.
I don't want to hear something behind me going, yeah.
I'm just going to somebody, whip the donkey.
with the donkey. It's like pulling
if
a tooth.
The doctor comes in and is Shrek. Come here, donkey. What? No, 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 no. We're not doing this.
No. What's? Can Come I get on, the donkey. Horse that just run the triple crown?
No.
Oh. I'd like one of us to have to work for that sombrero.
Oh God!
Remember when there was rails that we could follow that got you safe to your destination? Well, yeah,
no,
yeah, not anymore.
It's like a hovercraft now, just all over the place.
She gone.
She's
and
gone.
This started from a robo.
You're right, robo pussy. It always starts from the robo pussy.
That's when you know you've named your business wrong.
That's
Aren't
what
you
I'm
glad
saying.
I showed up tonight so we could have that moment?
I'm saying.
So we could have this important moment together.
It's important.
I want you to know, Marty.
Brought to you by grapes that have fermented.
And Clayton, life is full of beautiful moments, mm-hmm. and that was it? Not one of them.
I've got it for you right here, but you are correct. Come on, please, oh please work. I hope this worked.
Oh, I can't.
Dodge Hemi
robotic. Your Dodge Hemi robotic prostate today. 210 horsepower, 20% off of the purchase card. In-home insurance. And if you insure the donkey, you get a discount.
It's a combining.
And
a
sombrero.
Yeah.
Still, only one sombrero per customer.
We're not made of money.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're here's not the, just giving shit away.
Here's the raccoon call.
Oh my God, look at the raccoon.
We got the coon call.
There it is, Meow Cal.
Oh,
I'm on my way.
My God, that cracks me up.
Oh,
little
good Lord.
Bearded fucker.
Still, robo pussy and
bearded fucker. Okay, there's a new set of rails that we should not have.
1 second. I need a.
All right, we got one more story in this segment.
Come here, you bearded fucker.
I like Jenny envisioned something with a dildo on the end. You just got to that? What do you think
that's where we started.
Working?
That's where we started off.
Battery's not included.
You got to smoke more or less, but something didn't fire.
Figure out your meds.
Med adjust. Oh, Al knows about that.
Oh.
Meds.
Oh. Good stuff.
Oh, stainless steel dildo. That's good, because you don't want rust.
Oh, no.
God, that'd be cold. Jesus.
Yeah. But hey.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What's the thing I saw a long time ago? Everything's a dildo if you're brave.
Well, that's nerve-wracking.
That's just a fair point.
Ooh,
I have to say that
rivets.
Does. That's,
yeah.
Complete with ribbed.
That works.
We're all ribbed. I mean, that makes sense.
For
sure.
Her pleasure.
For anybody's pleasure, sure. It chips your teeth, though.
Oh, yeah. Wait. We've had a problem with pronouns. For their pleasure.
For their. Their. For it.
For those with a T next to your name.
For its pleasure.
Can we go to one more story?
Yeah.
Please.
Before we have to get to entertainment.
Yeah. Before we become a morning show in the U.S.
We are other places.
Oh, well, I know it's been bothering people for days and days, but finally, after days of speculation, IHOP revealed why it's changing its name to IHOB. Spoiler alert, the B stands for burgers.
Oh, no.
And on Monday,
what?
It was, hang on, I'll tell the whole story. Jesus Christ. Slow the fuck down, Wilkie. Professor Wilkie. On Monday, they announced this, and it was all a bit disappointing, to say the least. Still, the iconic breakfast chain's foray into the burger space had a few people on Twitter wondering how the other beef patty-centric fast food chains were going to be reacting to the news. Well, as you might expect, and we've talked about it before on this show, Wendy's was very quick to chime in, and they did it by delivering a few scorching media or social media tweets to this. The beloved chain, which has earned quite a knack for serving up seriously hilarious snark on social media, summed up the reaction pretty succinctly by showing that they're not threatened. So somebody on, and I'll show you on the screen here, somebody fired a tweet to them saying, "So, Wendy's, you gonna let IHOB sell burgers on your block? Thought you were the OG, Wendy's. Not really afraid of the burgers from a place that decided pancakes were too hard."
Ha 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 ha
That is the best shade ever.
So
we need to have Wendy's, because I don't think he's real busy. But Wendy's Twitter writer needs to be a part of this show.
Absolutely.
So somebody at IHOB now is apparently going toe to toe because they fired back with saying, "We don't want any beef with you. We just wanted to share our beef with the world."
Well, that sounds wrong. So is that coming to Sombrero?
So to be nice, Wendy's fired back. Well, welcome to the neighborhood. But when I read that fucking tweet, really afraid of burgers or a place that decided pancakes were hard, God damn it, that's funny. So this story, this IHOP or IHOB, whatever bullshit, well, it's temporary. They're doing the IHOB just to promote the fact that they have some sort of a special whatever burger, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. But in any case, it says in the story, whoever's running Wendy's social media is crushing it and probably deserves a raise.
Oh, yeah. They're so great.
They're Wendy's, and I have been following their Twitter for a while.
Yeah, we've enjoyed the Wendy's Twitter page more than we
should. Well, one of the last ones.
You should tweet them.
Oh, I actually sent them a message last night telling them I want a new Wendy's because the one that they've got is hard to get in and out of with traffic.
Yeah.
I want one at 7th and Camelback.
Yeah. I want it right between that one by the hospital is horrible.
I want one right between the Fries and the LA Fitness. That's where I want it. That's right. I messaged him, and they actually emailed me back today. Said we were going
to
pass.
No,
this
I just
along.
Want you to get to be friends with the Twitter writer.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Wendy's. Oh, which it ever didn't.
No, well, both.
So, so last week or so, I guess Chick-fil-A had come out and they were promoting some new chicken sandwich of theirs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Chick-fil-A tweeted out. Just on their own, there's nothing better than enjoying one of our spicy chicken sandwiches. And Wendy's fired back, except
Sunday
enjoying one of ours on a Sunday.
Oh, that's great.
If you don't know, Chick-fil-A's are closed on Sunday.
They are.
Oh, my God, that was so funny. But whoever is behind the Wendy's. Now, what they can't do, they can never reveal who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll ruin it.
Oh, yeah.
But whoever's out there on the Wendy's behind that
we're
is
feeling
fantastic.
But you could tweet them about, like, you love the writer.
Oh, 100%. Right? Yeah. You can fire back to, and they do it. But again, I don't think we should ever unmask who Twitter person is.
No.
Yeah.
But I think they're taking a page out of my book of, like, if it says Waffle House, you eat the waffles.
Right.
Yeah. So if it says International House of Pancakes, do not order a burger. So this way they know.
So
now it's the International House of Burgers.
Never.
Absolutely. I have a couple questions, though, but I think you answered it.
Feel free.
I'll
do what I can.
They're not giving the pancakes up.
Oh, God, right? No.
This is like a... Yeah. Advertising ploy. Just really, like, are we going to have to start saying IHOB now?
No, it's it just for a short amount of time.
Yep.
Are you
Thanks,
kidding?
Obama.
The change of just signage would kill the restaurant.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Right.
So no, it's a temporary thing while they're promoting the burger side of their menu.
So they're introducing hamburgers,
the
or they always had hamburgers?
I guess I think they had them.
And nobody really had them.
So no, they had a lunch menu, but I think they're just saying, don't stop going to IHOP because it's 10 a.m. In for lunch.
On a related note, did you see Mindy Kaling's commencement speech?
No.
Google that. It's so good. She did it at her university, and she was talking about how she... This is so funny. She had a lot of funny things that she said.
And I
paid it.
I love it.
Perfect. And she said, I remember... at my commencement, when Madeleine Albright was there, I remember, and she said, well, actually, I don't remember anything she said. She was giving life advice, like, to guys on dates. And it takes you through, I just read it today, it takes you through the whole thing, and she said, as far as pancakes go, just order one.
Have you heard her?
Isn't that great, though?
Yeah. Have you listened
to
her?
It's so, like, anything, you don't need a stack.
Yeah, just one
pancake.
See, another one that listens to me. You get one pancake on the table.
Right.
Everybody gets a taste of pancake. We save on the diabetes.
And pancakes for the table is a whole thing.
One pancake for all of us to share, just so you get a little taste of all the goodness.
Yep.
And then move, because nobody can eat that many pancakes. Yeah. It gets gross after a couple minutes.
No.
Unless it's International Pancake Day, and then you got to go and
for Raccoon Alert. People are writing things that I just feel that I need to share.
Oh,
one
no.
says, hey, you. Yes, you. The person about to post how people are freaking out about the hashtag MPR raccoon when they should be worried about bigger issues. Don't do that. Let people have this moment.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
We could use a win.
No.
Back off. Let people worry about the trash panda. Go, raccoon, go. You know, and it just that. Makes me laugh. And the next person.
They'll take our raccoons.
Dear Jesus, Buddha, Allah, and Prince. Things are kind of rough down here. We could use a win. We really just need this one to turn out okay.
Yes, we need the raccoon
Amen
to come home safely.
And purple rain.
I like this one says, Minnesota, if you let the raccoon die, you're out. We'll get by with 49 states.
Who said that?
Some guy named Steven.
On Twitter?
On Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter.
Oh my God.
If you let the raccoon die, you're out.
There's a Tim Nelson that's on here. I can hardly stand this anymore. 17th floor. Like, just been going on.
But you know, is that like snarky thing? Like kind of like the people that the attacked the North Grand Forks, whatever, lady, you know?
Right.
You can follow a story like that and worry about right. Donald Trump ruining the country right. in the same. And so when people, I hate that when people come on and they're like, there's more important things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm
working on that too. We need a right. raccoon story right now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Just a yeah. moment with the raccoon.
We just need that.
So meow counts of the International House of
Pancakes are not hard.
Yeah.
International yeah. Heart of House of, I'm just going to go to Perkins anyway. So, you know, IHOIJGGTPA. What are those called? Now I can't even remember the word.
Acronyms.
Oh, acronyms.
The acronym.
And an easy one, like LGBTQQTTTVZJZ. I don't even know the letters. KKKONO.
Onomatopoeia.
Mississippi. I mean, it rolls off the tongue.
For real. And it covers everybody. Yeah.
Oh, but Aaron, when we were in Pasadena, Harrison and I went with Aaron and his ex to this diner.
God, that
is kind of fun. And the pancakes were like raw.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, well, we're done cooking those.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy.
It's one of those ones where you're like, I'm going to need a gallon more syrup right. to choke down this dough.
We need to try to make this a little more pliable.
I'm sorry. I just love the pancakes are not hard.
Hard. No.
Have you seen the Facebook post from The Onion?
And it's
got
I
love The Onion. Oh. And it's got the little old lady. And she says, Grandma doesn't want to give the heartbreaking news to her family that actually any dumb shit can make lasagna.
That's funny. Oh my God, that's great.
Isn't that great?
I do appreciate that. I like
right?
that.
Because yeah. they're like, oh, grandma's lasagna. Any dumb shit can make yeah. lasagna.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to paraphrase, but when they moved, because The Onion started in like Wisconsin, didn't they? They're from like Wisconsin, so, yeah. and they moved their offices to New York in late Smartly. August, early September of 2001. Yeah. So their first headline in the new offices was, what the fuck?
That's
and it was like one of the first funny things funny. To happen after that
yeah.
was, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, I'm trying to find it. There's a live shot. The coon's still descending the building. Oh. So, but anyway, we got something else to take care of before that. And we'll do it because it's Al's segment.
We're just going to blow through it.
Well, oh. hang on. We're going to blow it like this.
So.
Highlights
on the Tonys, couple TV shows.
With a brighter lens, you can actually see her moving in the corner of the window, Ben.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, he's got the... I'm like...
I fixed it. I'm sorry. Go.
It's me, Virginia.
I thought it was something I was saying.
Couple movie suggestions and a question about a TV show, and we're going to wrap it up quick. But I can never get this page to download.
So much to do.
My computer wouldn't turn on, so there's nothing truly prepared.
All right, kids, bathroom break time. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, girl, you okay?
You're listening to Cute Talk America.